3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, the 3HL crew on various locations as we are coronavirusing. Social distancing because of the coronavirus. So we are in various spots, continuing to bring you the show and happy to do it and appreciate all the participation. Bunch of y'all tweeting with us today, phone calls. Man, we love it. Look, everybody's in this together. If this is, you know, a little bit of normalcy in your day listening to our radio station, then we love it. So you can just get up in the morning, you know, dial it in on the app or listen to the old terrestrial radio. I talked to a guy. My son still goes to preschool. The preschools are still open in most places, as far as I know. And I talked to one of the other dads this morning, and he said, I work at a body shop. He said, we're not social distancing, man. We're fixing cars. So a bunch of you are still working out there, and we appreciate that too. So Jarrell Casey, yesterday we talked about this a lot on the show. He was traded unexpectedly. Rhett Bryan joins us now, and Rhett, the executive producer for Titans Radio. I know we talked about sort of how that hit us yesterday. You've known Jarrell since he got here. I'm sure there were some strong feelings for you as well.
Yeah, Mickey, it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around this one, and this is just the annual reminder that the NFL is a business. This one hits a little harder for me, just like Titans fans. Jarrell is an outstanding young man, great family man, great dad, and we know what kind of football player he is. And in fact, I did a radio hit with a station in Denver this morning, and they were asking me, hey, get us to know, you know, Jarrell Casey. And I'm like, look, he's an all-world person, and he's a dang good ball player. And they're like, well, he's a five-time Pro Bowler. I'm like, yeah, he technically should be a seven-time Pro Bowler, because people forget back in the days when they were 5-27 in 2 years, in 2014, 2015, he opted not to go as an alternate because he wanted to get better at his craft. And, you know, he's altered his body shape and size and went to a plant-based diet and did yoga and all kinds of things. And, you know, almost 50 career sacks for him, and he has a special place in Titans lore and Titans history, unlike a lot of defenders that have come through. He's a very special person.
Rhett Bryan from Titans Radio joins us. Always good to check in with you, Rhett. And, hey, man, thanks for all that you've done, honestly, for this radio station during the tornado aftermath. And also, as we all try to get, Sports Talk 2020 rolling with these Skype shows, really appreciate your availability and your expertise, man. You've done an awesome job for not only this radio station and our listeners, but this this market.
Well, you're nice to say that, Brent. And this is one of the reasons why the radio bug bit me over 30 years ago and that I wanted to do this. Now, I'm never going to be Edward R. Murrow or Walter Cronkite, but at the essence of what we do, this is why 104.5 The Zone has an FCC license. Yes, we're sports talk, but when our community needs us, we have to be there for them. We love listeners out there. We love you all listening right now, whether you're doing it on 104.5thezone.com, your Alexa speaker, the app, whatever. You're the reason we do it, but radio and what it was brought about all those years ago for is mass information to the public. And that's what we're supposed to do when our community needs it. And to think that, you know, we've got the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago, and now we've got this that we're dealing with, it's a whole new kind of normal that none of us are used to. But I'm happy to do it. I want to do it. And I'm in my bunker here at Bunker Bryan, as I call it, in the basement room, bonus room of our house that I had dreams of having a man cave. I'm kind of getting to micro live that out right now, and love to talk to everyone on the radio and keep them informed.
Yeah, I'll give people a little tour of my bunker on my Instagram page during the break, Brent Doherty, 3HL. Yeah, it's interesting just to let people in behind the curtain a little bit. So we're up, the tornado hits. I know you were up. You follow the weather kind of like I do. But that night about 2:30, I start trading texts with Jonathan Schaefer, and he was like, look, man, you know, there's not going to be a lot of sports talk going on today. And I go, I get it. Sadly, I've done this before. I've been in it long enough to kind of know what's going on. And I come from a news talk background. So, you know, I've got a lot of experience doing it that way too. And that was my response to him, was what you just said. Like, this is why we do what we do. It's not to to crack jokes about the second baseman of the Mets who had four errors or whatever, though we would for sure. It's about serving the community. And so just wanted to get that out there. With regard to everything that's going on with the Titans, I mean, this is a stark reality for people, a reminder that this is a business. And you know, we all know that it was the right move to move on from Marcus Mariota. We all know that it was the right move to move on from Delanie Walker. The Jarrell Casey thing came out of nowhere. But those are three dudes in one offseason, Rhett, that a lot of people – had a big time relationship with emotionally as a fan and as a person.
Well, and not only that, but you're right. That is a widespread blanketed sentiment among all Titans fans. It's like, gosh, these are three such familiar faces who have given so much to this franchise and had some fantastic moments and highlights and those kinds of things. And certainly, you know, helping take the Titans to the AFC Championship game just 2 months ago. But let's take it a step further. You go inside that locker room at St. Thomas Sports Park whenever they're allowed to go back in on that deal, and you've lost some serious leadership when you're talking about those kinds of things. It's very good that they have a young Kevin Byard who has wanted to be a leader from day one and has stepped into that role and will make himself even more prevalent in that role, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But they've got some things like that. And, you know, if Logan Ryan signs somewhere else, there's another leader that they've lost in this. And word from, I think, your guy in Ian Rappaport said that he won't take anything less than what he's been making for the last 3 years. And he'll get it somewhere because with Byron Jones signing as big a deal as he signed the other day, leaving the Cowboys, he's reset the market. But it's right. You're right. It's a reminder of the business situation that the NFL is. And it's a loss in leadership for the team as a core.
Brent Bryan hanging out with us here for this segment and another segment. The news breaking today about Todd Gurley being released by the Rams, Rhett, and there are already some who are equating this, and rightfully so, to what does this mean for the Titans and Derrick Henry long term, right? Because there are some who say you just don't pay a running back after the first deal. You just don't do it. And now here we are. And we're seeing Todd Gurley get cut loose. And for all those people who don't say a running back, Rhett, this is just they're taking that as more ammunition right now.
Well, Mickey, I'm glad you brought that up because I was reminded of a tweet that I had saved, and I actually sent it to Mike Keith. It was like Valentine's Day, right after the season was over, from Warren Sharp on Twitter, talking about every veteran running back contract with an average annual salary over $4 million in a pre-2019 signed contract, and it is a dubious list now with the news of Todd Gurley, and I'll lead it like this. Todd Gurley, 25 years old, released today, averaged 3.8 yards per carry in 2019. Same for David Johnson, who is now a Houston Texan, 3.7 yards per carry. Devontae Freeman with the Falcons, 3.6 yards per carry. He is now on the open market. Jerick McKinnon, of the 49ers, is one of the few that's still under contract. He tore his ACL and MCL and missed the entire 2018 and 2019 season, so no carries for him. Lamar Miller tore his ACL and MCL, missed all of 2019. He is a free agent. And then, of course, Deion Lewis, who only had 14% of the team's rushes as a Titan in 2019, averaged 3.9 yards per carry, and he is now looking for work. So the message is there, and that if you're you know, Derrick Henry and his camp, this is not good news for you because, you know, you got a Melvin Gordon who's floating around out there in free agency who said today, I may have to take a one-year deal. He's been linked to Buffalo this afternoon. But there's some decent running backs that are just sitting out there, and it shows the true value in the open market of this position.
Yeah, and that makes the franchise tag for Derrick Henry that much. I mean, it just makes it make sense. Right there. I mean, and we threw around the numbers. SpotTrack came on yesterday, and we can talk about this on the other side, and we asked what fair market value for Derrick Henry was. He gave us an answer that sounded reasonable to me, but the more you think about the running backs and who's available and what's going on with regard to that market, the more you think the franchise tag, I think, makes a lot more sense. But, yeah, we'll hit those numbers on the other side and get your take on that.
The 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Another segment here with Rhett Bryan, the executive producer of Titans Radio, has been, as Brent Doherty said so well, a really fantastic resource for football and for storm-related stuff and for all sorts of stuff. If you hear us talk about Rhett, we always talk about how talented he is, because he's a lot of the voices that you hear on the station and the parody songs you hear on Midday 180, and he's a guy who does all that stuff, but a radio guy through and through. Always love hanging out and talking to him. So, Rhett, we were into a whole bunch of the Titans moves on the other side of the break. One that we didn't really get into much was Dennis Kelly, who will stay and move to the right tackle spot for the Titans, which essentially means they can roll out 11 starters on offense in what's going to, well, could very well be a very abbreviated offseason. Some great continuity for this team on the offensive side of the football when a lot of teams may not be able to have that.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, to hear Dennis Kelly the other day talk about how he didn't want to test free agency. He loves it here. His family loves it here. They've done a one-month self-quarantine themselves because they have an infant child. And he's just an all-around good dude. I don't know anybody that doesn't really like The Undertaker. And for the continuity's sake, you're right, because you return all four other starters in this. Nate Davis gets another go around the block to be the right guard. And Dennis Kelly has proven once and over again, you know, that he's a very solid addition when he's needed to be called upon. He's played left and right tackle in a pinch through whatever. And it's a very good thing. It's one of the, you know, two or three key things I thought the Titans had to re-sign of their own. You knew that they were going to have to do something with the quarterback position. You knew that they were going to have to do something with Derrick Henry if it was Tannehill coming back. And I would put him way up high on that list just because of the other two positions I mentioned in quarterback and running back. And here's a couple of other news that's just come down in the NFL. I didn't realize this, but Saints head coach Sean Payton says he has tested positive for the coronavirus and that he wanted to share it with the public so that everyone would kind of heed the word about social distancing and everything. That's really, golly, that's crazy. And then the other thing is Greg Bell of the Tacoma News Tribune up in Seattle area up in Washington State said the Titans have made an offer to defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. So that would explain one of the moves yesterday with sending Jarrell Casey to the Denver Broncos for, I think, what ends up being pick number 237 in round 7 for the Titans.
I mean, you immediately thought that, right? Because, like, you know, at quarterback, Marcus Mariota doesn't work out. You've got Ryan Tannehill. You've got Delanie Walker headed out. You've got Jonnu Smith. You've got Jarrell Casey. Well, you've got Jack Conklin moving out, but you've got The Undertaker. You've got Jarrell Casey moving out. What's the next move? That's the only one I can think of, right?
Yeah, and golly, you think about what that front would look like with Jeffrey Simmons, who we know wasn't 100% just based on the timeline. It's just been a year ago that he tore the ACL in pre-draft workouts. So if you get him at 100% and then you get Jadeveon Clowney in there, good gracious. Guys like Vic Beasley and Harold Landry and the likes would have a field day in this. So, you know, and I don't know if it's going to cost him $20 million a year. I would say that's one of the reasons why we haven't heard anything. A lot of people have been tweeting us and texting us and saying, hey, what are the Titans doing? When are they going to do something else? Are they going to bring back Logan Ryan? Here's the thing that you have to realize where we are with all this coronavirus. A lot of the teams have put provisions in their contracts to free agents that are coming from somewhere else that they can actually get back signing bonus money if something goes awry due to the coronavirus because of the inability to properly give a physical with, you know, their own medical staff in their own buildings, because that's prohibitive per the league rules right now. So it's a changing kind of world we're in. But you know, that's the reason why some of these dominoes are falling a little slower than others.
Well, again, I think the thought in that building is that had they had a better pass rush, they would have been in the Super Bowl. And so I keep using the metaphor, you know, making that run was like throwing gasoline on the fire. So it would not surprise me at all if they didn't bring Jadeveon Clowney in here. And spot track, when you're talking about money, I know Clowney wants $20 million coming off a 3-sack season, but he's not going to get that. Spot track told us yesterday, look for about 17, which makes the cap hit for 2020 a little bit more manageable and maybe within the framework of what they're working with regard to the salary cap. So I thought that was interesting. But, you know, Jadeveon Clowney's an interesting kind of mercurial player, right? Like, he has moments where he's on the field where he just disappears and you forget he's there. And then he has a game like he had against the 49ers where he had five solo tackles, five quarterback hits, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, a touchdown, where he just dominates. So you think about putting him on the same front as Jeffrey Simmons and Daquan and whoever else you want to put out there, then you're talking. And you mentioned Vic Beasley and Harold Landry coming off the edge. And again, an inside linebacking position that I wouldn't trade for almost anyone in the league. Then you're starting to think about, okay, maybe this does make sense. When you think it's bigger than just Jadeveon Clowney, it's what does he bring to the entire front seven and how does he make everyone better? Because Mickey's got a bunch of stats that he threw at us today, and he still was able to get pressure on the quarterback consistently.
Well, and I heard you guys talking yesterday, and to y'all's point, one of the best years that Jadeveon Clowney had was when Mike Vrabel was the defensive coordinator there in 2017 prior to coming here as the head coach. And when you're talking about Jadeveon Clowney, of course, he has a laundry list of injury history at this level of play. But the athletic skills, off the charts. The explosion, off the charts. And so, you know, you're right in terms of kind of what it would do paying dividends in the second and third tiers of the defense, because you're right, in the Kansas City game, when you saw a Jayon Brown who'd been dealing with a groin in the shoulder, and you saw Rashawn Evans dealing with injury and going in and out, it was just kind of different. And let's rewind a few years in Titans history, and let's go back to those couple of contract years that Albert Haynesworth had, where he was absolutely terrorizing people on the line of scrimmage. Michael Griffin was an all-pro with seven picks back there, so let's not discount also what it would do for a Kenny Vaccaro and a Kevin Byard in the back end of that thing with some gift-wrapped interceptions.
Rhett, while we have you, let me ask you this. Derrick Henry's franchised. Do you think he holds out?
You know, it's tough to say, especially with everything going on right now. I can't imagine that he'd be happy that this is the franchise tag, because most players are not. But at some point, the lessons and cautionary tales are there. I read you the stats of all the people that had big contracts that had less than 4 yards per carry in a pre-2019 contract, and a lot of them were big numbers. But Melvin Gordon is the perfect example of this. And I know he would say, well, I'm not Melvin Gordon. And you're right, there's only one Derrick Henry. He's the most physically punishing, unbelievable two-down back in the league right now. But you look at Melvin Gordon, and, you know, I think he wished he'd have taken that $10 million they offered him last year with the Chargers. And he's going to sign for a one-year deal somewhere at considerably less, especially with this news of Todd Gurley being released today by the Rams. So I can't imagine he's happy, but he also seems like, you know, that he is for the team. He's always spoken the correct words and company line as far as wanting to get better and wanting to help his team. And if he truly believes that, then he'll be there and he won't hold out. But I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Brett Bryan, our guest from Titans Radio, Brent's referenced this a couple times. We had Michael Gennetti from SpotTrack, who started the website yesterday, and we said, what is a value for Derrick Henry that you think is fair? And he said the number that they had landed on was 4 for 45 with $25 million guaranteed. And when you hear those numbers, Rhett, you're thinking, okay, that's probably 12 or so for the first 2 years guaranteed. So that's especially in this market with everything that's changing by the minute, that'd be a heck of a 2-year deal with the potential to be a 3 or a 4-year deal. What do you think about those numbers?
Yeah, I heard you guys have Mike Gennetti on it. I share your love of that website as much as you do. I have the app on my phone with the premium numbers that show all the deep dive stuff for an annual subscription in addition to the regular stuff, and I love what they put out there. I would sign up for that in a minute, just because it's not that much more than the franchise tag in itself. And I like the fact that you've got him for 2 years, and you can worry about the option for the year three and year four afterwards. That sounds like a friendly enough deal for a top flight running back. And the other part of this is, and I just have to do the math, and y'all know I'm not very good at that, but if you were to franchise tag him and he plays under that tag in 2020, you could franchise tag him a second time, and it would be much greater money. I would bet that that second franchise tag would wash out to be more than this proposed money of what Michael Jannetty was talking about on 3HL yesterday.
Hey, we got about 30 seconds left, Rhett, before we got to take the break. One guy we haven't mentioned, Marcus Mariota, heading to the Las Vegas Raiders. He's going to stand out as one of the more popular Titans in history. He did win a playoff game. I know, you know, he didn't reach the greatest heights, but this is going to be a guy who is remembered so fondly in this community, and should he ever decide to come back for anything, would be so welcomed by open arms by everyone here.
Well, I think, Mickey, it's because of the person that he is. We talked about what a great person Jarrell Casey is. Well, Marcus Mariota leads the classroom in that one. I hate to see him go. I know that it's for the best, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward with John Gruden and that offense, whatever that is for him, because he is a fantastic human being, salt of the earth guy, and I know that all Titans fans wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Rhett, thank you, man. How you keeping busy? Just working on imaging and getting ready for next Titans season?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I left the office a couple days ago, I grabbed everything I could on an external hard drive, and I have the software that I use normally in the studio at Titans Radio at the Cumulus Building, and I have been working on draft imaging because, you know, the NFL says that still happened in April 23rd, 4th, and 5th, so don't know what that's going to look like. We know it won't be without the public in Vegas if it's there, but I'm still on the same kind of deadline, so I'm working on that, and then I'll do some phone conferencing with Coach Mack to continue our draft evaluation as we kind of build our board going forward. It's exciting times as far as that goes, and, you know, with what else is going on in the world, it's kind of a good distraction.
Remains a great distraction. Rhett, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate the time today.
Glad to do it. Y'all have a great afternoon, and I'll join you whenever you need me to from the old bunker here at the Bryan Castle.